In the decade leading up to the Civil War, tensions rose along Kansas's border with Missouri. Even if one tried to stay out of harm's way, it seemed trouble would still find them. That was the case for residents of Bates County, Missouri. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a muskox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at American Countryside.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
No worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year. And one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
Peggy Burr shares the history of a place once on the edge of the frontier.
Missouri was the westernmost state. Everything beyond here was territory. So it was a bit wild and woolly.
Bates had become a county along the western boundary of Missouri in 1841.
It filled up rather quickly. Most of the people who moved here came from the southern states. They came from Tennessee and Kentucky and Virginia and the Carolinas.
But as the years drew closer to the nation's Civil War, tensions between those in Bates County, Missouri, and the citizens residing across the border in Kansas became quite contentious.
In January of 1859, the Bates County Court ordered Sheriff John Clem to organize a home guard to protect the citizens from the raiders in Kansas who would ride over into Bates County, raid. They were stealing livestock, you know, destroying cabins.
According to the 1860 census, there were 442 slaves in Bates County, Missouri. Pro- and anti-slavery forces from both sides of the state line raided homes, even bringing the wrath on those who simply wished to stay out of the way.
There are stories of men being drug out of their homes, hung, shot in the middle of the night, cabins set on fire, mothers gathering their children, begging to be able to get a few things from inside the cabin out.
But what made the situation in Bates County different from other locations is that residents of the entire county would be forced to leave. It did not matter one's affiliation, the county would be void of residents. The story continues as we travel the countryside. In Butler, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.